Republican Senator Howard Stevenson's bill does away with the last hired, first fired layoff policy in Utah's public schools. Stevenson says it requires schools in a time of budget cuts to take a closer look at which teachers are least effective, instead of axing whoever was hired last.
I don't want to set the standards for the evaluation and who does it and all of that. I think we're too distant to do that. But we can say you shall not use last hired, first fired.
But Utah Education Association President Sharon Gallagher Fishbaugh told the committee seniority gives principals an objective process for effectively staffing schools. She says if districts can no longer use seniority when layoffs are required, then subjective measures come into play.
Principal decisions can be influenced by favoritism and bias. Often the most innovative and skilled teachers are at odds with their principals. Other unintended consequences is the possibility of taking aim at employees with most seniority because they're the highest paid, regardless of their performance.
Allison Pfister, a fifth grade teacher in Weber School District, opposes the bill, saying evaluations need to remain at the district level.
If we give every administrator in the whole state of Utah power to decide whether or not teachers are staying or going, there's going to be a lot of educators that are let go just because they have a personal conflict with their administration or they have a personality issue.
But Davis County School Board member Peter Cannon supported the bill, saying a new evaluation system should include test results, parent evaluations, and even peer reviews from colleagues. He says that may bring personal issues into play, but that's simply unavoidable.
To the extent that we can broaden the base of the evaluation, those personal factors play a lesser role, and other factors can play more of a role. The fact of the matter is, we are human, and in our society, we have to please the boss. So everybody in their job has to find a way to make the boss happy.
The bill passed unanimously out of committee 4-0, though no Democratic senators were present. It now moves to the Senate floor. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.